I'm really torn about this because, as you know, I have really always enjoyed Matt Damon. When it comes to the Matt Damon, Ben Affleck thing, I've always been Team Damon. I love him as an actor. But this is really making me want to throw up my chai latte. All right. So he's out there promoting his new film, Stillwater.
Mm-hmm.
It's starring him and my girl, Camille Catan, which is, she's amazing. She's a gorgeous French woman. She's on Netflix's Call My Agent. She's in Killing Eve. She's in a million films. You would love her if you don't know who she is. Camille Catan. She's incredible. So Damon is doing an interview with the Sunday Times, this UK paper. And in it, he's talking about changes in modern masculinity. Okay, that's his quote. And he's trying to be like open and vulnerable. And you know how it is now when celebrities are out promoting something, they have to offer something really personal. Mm. You can't just go out and be like, it's a great movie, you should see it. You got to be like, and I was molested at 12. Like, you have to bring something to bring attention to yourself in the movie. But he tells the stupidest story that has basically gotten him canceled all day today. He says he made a joke at the dinner table a couple of months ago and used the F slur for gay people.
Mm.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's implied that he wasn't using it about gay people. He was using it the way his generation did as kids. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, there were certain crowd and certain, age range of guys and part of town that would use that word.
Yeah, right. But they would use the F slur for gay people, not against gay people. They would just use it like, hey, you're a F word.
And we would use that to our friends. I mean, in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, when they hug each other, they call themselves that. So it was an 80s, 90s thing.
Right, right. Back then, it was seen as okay. In fact, I pulled this clip from Sarah Silverman from her show, which she has since apologized for, by the way. But I just to give you an idea of what Matt Damon was trying to... I'm not making excuses for him. It's not okay. And the fact that in 2021, he does not know that the F slur word is not okay. But this is the context in which he was saying it.
Oh, fag. I'm sorry, you guys. I don't mean fag like homosexual. I mean fag like retard.
It's cool.
Okay, right, so that's a famous Sarah Silverman joke, and she's since apologized for it and said, like, look, that was what we did back then, and there's no excuse, and it's not, both words are not cool. The R word is not cool, the F word is not cool, so she has since apologized. But Matt Damon has been, okay, first of all, he went to Harvard. He was in that Candelabra, the movie about Liberace. Mm-hmm. He's in Hollywood, so he knows gay people. He's around gay people, but yet he claimed to the paper that he made this joke months ago, and his daughter physically wrote him an entire treatise. She left the table. She was really angry that he used the F slur for homosexual, and she said, it's not cool. It's not okay. And I said, this is his quote. I said, come on, that's a joke. I say it in the movie Stuck on You. Okay, that movie is over 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So she went into her room and wrote a very long, beautiful treatise on how the word is dangerous. And I said, fine, I retire the F slur. I understand. And he was trying to be all like woke culture. And I'm trying to show that I've grown as a person. I'm 51, but I'm not going to say that anymore. But it didn't hit like that. Here are the tweets that went viral. And believe me, there were literally thousands of tweets, but these are the ones that got like tens of thousands. This guy got like 200,000 retweets. Comedian Trayvon Free wrote, so Matt Damon just figured out months ago by way of a treatise from a child that he's not supposed to say the F word months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Actor and comedian Billy Eichner said, I want to know what the word Matt Damon has replaced F with. Betty Bowers, this went viral also. She said, I've lost some respect for Matt Damon for two reasons, being 51-year-old Harvard-educated person who only realized using homophobic slurs was a bad thing months ago and being foolish enough to think that was a cute story he should share with the world. He went to Harvard. He's 51. He's in Hollywood. he should definitely have known better. That's really the shocking part of the story, is that Matt Damon, this was new information
for
him.
No, the shocking part of the story is him bringing it up in an interview.
Right, that too.
It should have been a family thing that stayed behind the closed doors of his family. He still hasn't learned because he brought it up in the interview.
It's in print.
Yeah, that's not cool, dude. You didn't learn 3 months ago. You didn't learn now.
Right.
That's something you don't bring up to somebody that's interviewing you.
Yeah, you keep that private. Look, I mean, we all at home with our friends and family ask dumb questions, you know, and say, listen, I heard this. Mm. What do you know, is that a thing? You know, and the person that you're closest to goes, are you crazy? Of course. No, don't. You can't say that. You know, you would think Matt Damon's had that moment with somebody in his family before a couple of months ago.
Yeah, that's the issue. He didn't learn then. He didn't learn from her paper. He didn't learn now until he went out. And now he's being canceled because of it. I guarantee this is going to hurt his movie.
Oh, God.
This is not helping his movie at all.
No.
So, bad move, dude.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm torn now because, you know, they say don't meet your heroes. I like him as an actor. And then you learn about the person. This is the thing that's changed. This is what social media has done. Like, I used to just go to a movie, see an actor, and go, oh, he's a good actor. I enjoyed that movie. That was really fun. Now we know so much about them that we have an opinion before we even walk in. Like, there are certain actors now that I think twice before. Like, I saw a really old movie that James
Gandolfini.
No. Gandolfini is a great guy. James Woods.
Oh, okay.
I saw one of James Woods' first movies where he plays this criminal, and it's really good. It's a really good movie, and he's terrific in it. But then I'm like, oh, James Woods is so icky on Twitter. He's so creepy, and he said such horrible. Like, now I have to go and think and be like, am I supposed to like that movie? Am I supposed to like that movie now? Because James Woods is such a yuck. You know, I don't know. I think the actors that kind of keep it to themselves, I can't decide which is better. Do you want to know what an actor thinks and how he feels? Or do you not want to know anything and then just go enjoy his work? And then maybe you're enjoying the work of somebody who's like a total Nazi. You know what I mean?
It's like that girl that was on Baby Yoda show. She was so anti-mask, anti-vax that it got her fired from Baby Yoda show.
Well, she was a little bit of a white supremacist, too, right? Wasn't that?
No, she was just an anti-vaxxer.
No. She didn't believe that the Holocaust had happened.
Oh, yeah.
She had said some really, she was like praising Nazis. She had said some really messed up stuff. Gina Carlo or something.
But why can't I just enjoy Baby Yoda show? I don't need to know that about her.
Well,
I was fine
to know
that.
But that's what I'm saying. Don't you want to know that the actor that's in the Baby Yoda show thinks the Holocaust didn't happen?
As long as she acts with Baby, she's playing a character. She's not that person. She's playing somebody. Right. It's different. If it was a documentary and it was the Real Housewives and this is their real life, but it's not. She's playing the play games.
Right.
I don't need to know that. I was lost in the fantasy. And now you got to bring real life into it.
Well, that's why she lost her job, because now people can't enjoy her anymore.
Yeah. And that's the problem, because I was enjoying her.
But is it a problem? That's what I'm saying. Like, is it a problem? Shouldn't you know this about people? And shouldn't they have done their due diligence and found this out ahead of time before they cast her? Because now people love her and they're defending her. And you're like, yeah, she's a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a shitty human being. So do I watch it? Do I not? Am I supposed to like it or not?
But like you said, actress. It's different.
Right.
You know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that's the part that messes it up for me.
Because
then you get a lot of actors that come out and, you know, like Alyssa Milano. She's had death threats because she's very, very, very liberal. And she says very, very, very liberal things. And people have come after her.